Now, Petula Martin is back with the business news.
Thanks, Amanda. Many employees are increasingly feeling cash strapped as inflation continues to impact their ability to spend. That's one of the many findings in PwC's workforce survey, which details the attitudes and behaviours of 1,000 Irish workers and nearly 54,000 global workers. Leisha Milan, Director, PwC People and Organisation, joins us in studio. Lots of information in this survey. The proportion of Irish workers who said that they are able to pay all the bills and have money left over for savings or holidays, etc., at the end of the month has fallen to 35% from 40% last year. That's a significant drop. It shows that many people really are feeling the economic squeeze.
Absolutely, Petulia. That's what we're seeing. We're seeing the proportion of those that are unable to pay their bills at the end of the month rising as well to match that. And really, why should this be a concern for organisations? Well, we know from our wider research that stressed employees are more likely to be distracted, they're less engaged with work, and they're more likely to look for another job. So it's really something that organisations need to look at.
38% of Irish workers are planning to ask for a pay rise. If businesses can't provide that, they can offer something else to employees. There are like flexibility, etc., in the workplace.
Absolutely, and that's what we're seeing organisations look to in terms of meeting the needs of their people. It's taking a total reward perspective and looking to enhance the total employee well-being. So not just from a financial perspective, but from a mental, emotional, social, career perspective. And as you say, there's so many other variables that can be used, whether it's mobility, whether it's opportunities for flexible working.
And in terms of flexible working, the survey also highlights that 62% of Irish employees work in a hybrid model, up from 43% last year. Do employers see offering the kind of flexibility as a good way to retain employees?
It's interesting to see that number go up after the last year, since we're long returned to the office. And the pandemic has shown us that people can work differently and they can work better in different environments. So what we're seeing is organisations are really looking to give people that flexibility and recognising that some work is better done in a hybrid model.
The report finds that if organisations are to navigate all the challenges, they need to evolve and transform. But if they're to do that successfully, business leaders need to bring employees with them, and that they mightn't always be on board with that.
Well, our survey has indicated there's a gap in terms of what leaders are saying and what their employees are experiencing. So there really is a key message for leaders here, that there's an opportunity to harness the energy and enthusiasm of your employees, but you have to communicate and you have to listen.
29% of Irish workers do not think AI, artificial intelligence, will impact their job over the next 5 years. Are they right, or are they maybe naive?
So I found that particularly shocking, because I think we can see AI and emerging technologies are here and they're having an impact. What is great to see is that those that do see an impact see more positives than negatives. They're optimistic about what the future of AI can bring. And really, it's about organisations getting a good view of what those impacts on the roles in their organisations are going to be, and bringing employees on that upskilling journey.
Lots more details on our business website. Our time was tight this morning, but Leisha Milan from PwC, thank you for coming on the programme.